The first week of OTA practices in the books for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Perfect conditions all week at the Florida Blue practice fields. And we welcome you to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Let's start off with the news of the day. Montel Owens released, longtime Jaguar, special teams, Pro Bowler in the past. And this is a big cut for the Jaguars.
Well, in an offseason of change, another change, right? I mean, Montel Owens was a veteran guy. He was going into his eighth year. And I think it just became a case where you had Lonnie Pryor on the roster, so it was time to give Montel a chance to find another team.
Dan Gerberry, a center, has been signed. He was here on a tryout basis in the rookie minicamp, and you might see some limited reps for Brad Meester going forward. He is a center, so Gerberry might get some of those reps. Okay, what stood out to you about the first three OTA practices here?
Well, first of all, what a difference from the minicamp when it rained all weekend, right? But on the field, I think you saw this team is getting faster. Denard Robinson adds a lot of speed, but there's speed at every position. So I think that's really the thing that sort of jumped out in terms of, is there a difference between this year's team and last year's team? First of all, younger, we all know that, but it does look a lot faster.
The news after practice number three on Wednesday was the move of Tyson Alualu to the outside.
Right.
He's been working there for a little bit, but that kind of came out yesterday. What's the story on it?
Yeah, probably not completely unexpected. I think most fans know Tyson has worked out there in the first 3 years he's been here some. He played that position in California. He thinks moving to the outside, and the coaches think that him moving to the outside will be a good fit in terms of his ability to stop the run out there.
Everybody's attention, of course, John, turns to quarterbacks any time of year, but certainly in camp when there's a quarterback competition. You got Gabbard in his third year, Henny's in his sixth, you got Matt Scott. Rodgers just had sports hernia surgery, so it's really down to three in this OTA camp. Where does this stand right now, or can you tell 3 days in?
Well, first of all, it's not insignificant that Matt Scott's going to be getting a lot of reps with the reserves now. I mean, I don't want to say that puts Rodgers behind, but I think Matt Scott will certainly have an advantage going into training camp for that third spot. In terms of Henny and Gabbert, I think there's going to be a case where you're waiting until training camp to find out. Gus Bradley talked a little bit this week about not being able to tell too much about the quarterbacks until the pads go on. OTAs, remember, are still about learning. This is still a rough draft of the offense. I think you'll start to see that position shake out once training camp begins.
And here's what Gus had to say this week about that quarterback competition.
We're starting to make it, you know, in more competitive situations. You know, we're keeping track of scores in 7-on-7. Everything we do, we're trying to create some sort of competition for our team. And so hopefully as OTAs go on and mini camp, we get more and more of those situations to evaluate them.
Well, of course, for Blaine, it's his third season coming up with Jacksonville, and two seasons now going into three of constant change for a first-round pick quarterback. Is this the time where he can kind of settle down and get going now?
Well, you hope so. He's had four coordinators, four head coaches. Anytime that number exceeds the number of your years in the league, it's not easy for a quarterback. But if there's one thing that has marked Blaine since he's been here, he has never complained about a situation. I think he's taken the right approach this offseason.
Well, Blaine Gabbert would be the first to tell you that he's not the first guy to deal with this.
I just say it's the nature of the business. I'm certainly, like I said right before this coaching staff got hired, I'm not the first quarterback that's happened to, and I'm certainly not going to be the last. So it's just something you got to deal with, you got to manage, and I'll just work even harder to learn this new system and keep rolling.
Well, to assist that quarterback competition, you have to shore up the offensive line, and that's what general manager David Caldwell did with the number two overall pick, Luke Choeckle, and put him on the right side of the line. It was his first days with veterans on the field. Did he look the part to you?
Well, I usually defer to Tony Boselli on issues of left and right tackles. I talked to Tony Boselli last night. He talked to Luke Choeckle for the first time this week. He saw him play, but he said the best thing he heard about Luke Choeckle from Luke Choeckle was the kid's desire to be great, that he's got that whatever it is that makes you want to be great, it's inside of him. That's what he came away impressed with.
Well, after a few days in camp, Choeckle feels like he still has a lot to learn here.
I'm definitely the dumbest one here about football. You know, these guys have been doing it a whole lot longer than I have, and they've been playing against this competition, and I have not played at all against them. So, definitely we'll be asking questions, definitely we'll just be following, and definitely just trying to, you know, get the offense down and just get, you know, pick up my entire comfort level just playing in the NFL.
In the meetings and even out there, his attention to detail, I mean, he's really just listening, which is a great thing, you know, absorbing everything and doing things the right way, and that's what you got to do. I mean, you just got to continue to learn out there, and you can tell he's doing that, and you know, working hard out there and practicing our drills, and he's doing a great job.
Talking to Gus and talking to Dave, they really wanted to, you know, start building this team from the inside out. And that's a great way to do it, to, you know, have great offensive linemen. It just, it makes everything else go on the offense. So I think it was a great move, and, you know, I hope he, you know, pans out for us because we need him.
Well, the Jaguars will be back on the field for OTAs 4, 5, and 6, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. And John, what do you look for in those three?
Well, I think more than anything, I think you're going to see the process continue. You had Montel released this week. You had Tyson move over to end. I don't know that you're going to see major personnel moves like that every week, but OTAs are going to be part of this process of trying to figure out how to make this team the best it can be this offseason.
John, good week of work.
Well, you too, JB.
All right. That's it for this week on Inside the Jaguars.